Here we are indeed. By God's love and mercy. Aren't you glad? Can you think of a better place to be? I can't. By God's love and mercy, here we are again. We continue our subject, Promises to the Overcomers, the book of the Revelation, chapter 2. Book of the Revelation, chapter 2, verse 10. Book of the Revelation, chapter 2, verse 10. Fear none of those things which you shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, shall have tribulation 10 days. But be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Now we've looked at verse 11, and our place and hope is heaven. What we want to do today is to look into the matter, what did these people do to earn a place in heaven? And verse 10 tells us, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Our subject, suffering of the believers, suffering of the saints. Matthew chapter 10. You will have to pardon me. The light doesn't suit me, and my eyes aren't as young as they used to be. So if I stumble while reading, you will understand. If you live long enough, you'll get there. So be very careful. Matthew chapter 10, did I say? Verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents, harmless of doves. Verse 22. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. That's what the Lord promised. I apologize. Please understand, I'm having trouble reading because of the light situation. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, verse 22. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast your name out as evil for the Son of Man's sake. The blessing of persecution. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Please excuse me again. It's Acts chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. As they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and of the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They laid hands on them, put them in hold until the next day, for it was eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed. The number of men was about 5,000. Persecution for righteousness' sake. I have several scriptures here. I'm going to refrain from reading all of them. Check me when you go home. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Suffering for righteousness' sake. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32. What shall I say more? For the time would fail to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to the flight the armies of the enemy. Women received their dead from the gang. Others were tortured and accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had trial of mockings and of scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. All this for the sake of the Lord. Persecution for the sake of the Lord. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. It is reported that Isaiah the prophet was sawn in half. What a price to pay for standing for righteousness. Tempted and was slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. That's what many suffered in times past. Now today we want to see what some have suffered in the past. What have some have suffered for the Lord in the past. Some individuals and what they have suffered. Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. What some of the Lord's people have suffered for righteousness' sake. Chapter 40. Yes. Genesis chapter 40. Verses 14 and 15. Think on me, says Joseph, when it shall be well with thee. Show kindness, I pray thee, unto me. Make mention of me unto Pharaoh. Bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here have I done nothing that they should put me in the dungeon. Suffering for righteousness' sake. And if you want to know what Joseph did, read the previous chapters. Potiphar's wife tempted him. He said no. He stood for the truth and ended up in jail. Isn't that amazing? You can understand why a man will be in jail for wrongdoing, but Joseph did no wrong. Psalm 57. Psalm 57. Or, again, 59. You know what that this reminds me of? Reading your own handwriting. In school, especially at college level, we didn't know what was right or wrong. And we tried to take down every word that the professor said. And do you know when we got home, we couldn't read our own handwriting? Would you believe that? That's what's happening to me. Psalm 59, verse 1. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity. Save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin. That's David. Our brother has been telling us how Saul pursued him and tormented him, but David had done nothing wrong. Suffering persecution for righteousness' sake. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 35. Again, chapter 38, verse 6. They took Jeremiah, cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah, the son of Hamalchiah, that was in the court of the prison. They let down Jeremiah with cords, and in the dungeon there was no water but mire. So Jeremiah sank in the mire. Now when Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs which was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon, the king then sitting in the gate of Benjamin, Ebed-Melech went forth to the king's house and spake to the king, my lord the king, these men have done evil in that they have done what they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon, and he is likely to die, and so forth. Why was Jeremiah cast into the dungeon? What had he done? Read the previous chapters, and you will read that Jeremiah stood for God and prophesied for God and ended up in the dungeon, suffering for righteousness' sake. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. Verse 8. Now, O king, establish the decree. Sign the writing that it may not change, according to the rule of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, the writing that you should pray to no god but their god, he went into his house and into and his windows were being opened. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed. And then you read later down, they reported Daniel because he prayed to the God of heaven. And Daniel was cast into a den of lions. That was the punishment. He was not cast into the lion's den. I often hear people say Daniel was in the lion's den. That's not where he was. He was in a den of lions. I've seen human beings in a lion's den. I used to like to go to the Bronx Park when I was in New York. And I used to like to see the lions and the tigers and the jaguars. Those ferocious fellows. I have seen men in a lion's den. But I have never seen men in a den of lions. Daniel was in a den of lions. Now let's read on. Verse 19. The king arose very early in the morning, went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. The king said, Daniel, O Daniel. That's a little odd, isn't it? He puts him in a den with lions. The lions are supposed to kill Daniel, and he comes up the next morning, Daniel. That's a little strange, don't you think? In the den with the lions are supposed to kill Daniel, and yet the king comes down and calls for Daniel. That king knew that God was with Daniel. That king knew that Daniel was serving the living God. We read on. When he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. The king spake and said, Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God. That's why the king called him. The king knew that he would be saved from those lions. Or there's some others that we can read. You remember Paul and Silas? They were cast into prison for the work of the Lord. What would you do if you were cast into prison for the work of the Lord? What did Paul and Silas do? They sang a duet. They sang a duet in prison for the work of the Lord. Oh, let's look at just a couple more. Luke chapter 3. Verses 19 and 20. Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by John the Baptist for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, for all the evils which Herod had done, added yet this above all, he shut up John in prison. John told him that he shouldn't marry his brother's wife. And he put him in prison. Persecuted for right doing. And you know who was most persecuted for doing right? The Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at a few scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 21. He hath made him, the Lord Jesus Christ, who knew no sin. He knew no sin. 1 Peter chapter 2. He knew no sin. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 22. Speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, who did no sin. He knew no sin, and he did no sin. 1 John chapter 3. 5. Ye know that he was made manifest to take away sin. In him was no sin. He did no sin, he knew no sin, and in him was no sin. And what did they do with him? Crucified him. Suffering for righteousness. Our Lord Jesus Christ. I recommend that when you go home, study the life of Paul. There are at least 20 places in the Word of God where Paul suffered for right doing. That'll make a nice study. Nice way to occupy your time. And after the Lord rose, went to heaven, there the church suffered. suffered on the 10 Roman leaders. The 10 persecutions, they are called, suffered under Nero, Diocletian, Marcus Aurelius, and so forth. And you know, among the worst of them was Nero. There is in Rome, I've seen it, the Colosseum. That's like the stadium that the boys play ball in. Big stadium. The gladiators used to perform at night. Nero wanted to provide light for the gladiators at night. And what do you think he did? Took Christians, set them afire to give light for the gladiators. Suffering persecution for righteousness' sake. Do we suffer persecution for righteousness' sake? Are the people of God being persecuted today for righteousness' sake? Let me read you just a few items here. Algeria. We all know about Algeria. Has suffered from both internal and external war for nearly half a century. Ethnic majorities and anyone professing to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior is killed in Algeria today. I'm talking about today. Bangladesh. We know about Bangladesh. In July of last year, 2007, Muslim visitors, villagers attacked and severely beat 41 former Muslim converts. Muslims don't like you to convert to another religion, and they will kill you. Christians were given 24 hours to get out of the village, or else they would be killed. Today, in Algeria. Burma. You all know about Burma. In 2007, Christians were harassed, questioned, arrested, imprisoned. More Christians are imprisoned under the Burmese rule than are free. Today in Burma, Christians persecuted for the sake of the Lord. China. Oh, they just had the Olympics in China. Incidentally, my youngest daughter, she wasn't with us for Thanksgiving. She was in China. She has come back, thank the Lord. And I want to find out from her exactly what things are there. According to what I read here, 2007, last year, more Christians are in prison or under detention in China than in any other country in the world. Persecuted for righteousness' sake. Ooh, I still have some more. Iran. Ooh. We hear a lot about Iraq. We don't hear about Iran. Let me read you what I have here about Iran. Again, 2007. I'm not talking about ancient history. I'm talking about today. The government organized a highly organized crackdown that included the arrest and interrogation of Christians, along with the confiscation of thousands of Bibles and so forth. Today in Iran, believers are being persecuted for the sake of the Lord. Oh, I have so many here. Let me just read. Vietnam. We all know about Vietnam. Signs indicate that there are many who are being tortured, many Christians, today in Vietnam. Christians are being tortured. Question. Are we being tortured here in the United States? Are Christians being persecuted in the United States? What do you say? I see one brother say, she said, yes, we have been persecuted in the United States. And in the will of the Lord, on Wednesday evening, we shall take up the question of persecution of believers in these United States. In Washington, D.C., in the state of Maryland, believers are being persecuted for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to stop. I think it's well that I stop. I realize I'm a little disconnected, but you must pray for me. I'm old. You're going to get old one day. Hymn number 589, to the tune of 590. Persecution, stand up for Jesus, soldiers of the cross. The words of 589 to the tune of 590.